And I certainly don't want to, I want to have faith in the midst of any storm to be like, we'll be all right. The Lord will bring us through. And I suppose that's part of growing up into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Him. You know, I expect to bring forth even this fruit, that I would fear nothing. You know, that I would always have the joy of the Lord in every aspect of my life, that I would walk as He walked, without fear. Though on the other hand, you know, I wouldn't call Gethsemane fear. I suppose the difference would be that in that case, He knew something bad was going to happen to Him. It's not like in this case where they should have known it was all right, or at least that's what He's saying, is you should have had faith that it's going to be okay. I'm the Messiah. Sometimes I think it's hard to know. I guess sometimes because we doubt. What are we supposed to be doing? Where am I supposed to be going? And He was in the ship preaching, and they took Him in the ship across the sea. And they feared, don't you care that we perish? And they believed they were perishing. And I guess sometimes you feel like, well, I don't know how things are going to turn out. You know? And I suppose I want to have faith that things are going to turn out all right. But sometimes things have turned out not so all right. I think like Jesus' crucifixion. I mean, that was good for the world, but it wasn't a good day for Christ. You know, it wasn't His best day. Flogging, mocking, scourging, spitting, all that stuff. Wasn't such a nice day. He knew the will of God. You know, He was supposed to suffer these things. And therefore, it was very emotional going into it. Let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as You will. Still, I think that sometimes when we don't know, you know, we fear what we don't know or what we don't believe. Like if you have a child that's sick, it's like you don't know that maybe he's supposed to die. And it makes you feel emotions. So, I mean, the Lord may be hard on me for my lack of faith, but I can't condemn people's feelings in tough situations when we don't know. You know, we think, oh, just believe. Everything's going to be fine. Well, it's not always like that. We don't always have Jesus in the ship with us. We're going to the other side. Oh, Jesus is always with us. He's always with us even to the end of the world. Yeah, even to the end of the world. What if it is the end of the world? What if it's your last day on earth? On Christ's last day on earth, He allowed Himself to pray. And as He hung on the cross, He cried out the Psalm 22, where man feels forsaken. And I believe He felt the forsakenness that man feels. The loneliness. When God suffers evil to come upon us. Though I don't see any lack of faith in it. Even so, we should be always striving to be of greater faith. Because I know this, that no good will come out of fear. You know, the only good, you know, the best thing that can come out of fear, I suppose, is that we'd be wrong. If our fears are confirmed, I guess then fear was useful, wasn't it? It warned us. But is our estate improved? It is better to believe and be disappointed than to not believe and have your belief confirmed, have your unbelief confirmed. So, and I'd rather believe that I wouldn't be disappointed, that God would have plans for good. In spite of all the bad that happens to people in the world, I want to believe that God has plans for good for me and for my loved ones. And if I find out to the contrary, well, then I'll find out to the contrary. But I want to strive to believe and to fear not, no matter what. Simply because I think that that is the most effective way to live life. Because the fear and the unbelief, all that will do is paralyze us. and make the ordeal worse when we don't know. But even so, through prayer and seeking the Lord, we can overcome our fears. You know, they were of little faith. We can pray and grow in the faith. I can go from faith to faith. I can go from a little faith to a greater faith by seeking God. God, give me faith. God, take away my fears. God, help me to overcome this. That I can walk as Christ walked, without fear, knowing your will and doing it, believing I was already doing your will and actually doing it.